it. Do it. Come on. Come on. Kill me. I'm here. Kill me. I'm here. Kill me. Come on. Kill me. I'm here. Come on. Do it now. Kill me.
If anyone ever pleads with you to kill them and do it now, it's totally a trap, right?
Yeah, I mean, but they're asking you to do it, so you got to do it, right? You have to.
There's got to be a catch. There's always a catch. There was a catch there. There's a catch. Predator, you do. You do.
There's some cop waiting for you. Waiting for you right behind Arnold there.
Yep. It's like as soon as you start to do it, it's like, whew! It just screeches in.
The lights go, and you hear the siren immediately. That's entrapment, man. Yeah. That's entrapment.
Were you just about to kill that guy? Don't tell me he told you to do it. No,
he did. He told me.
I don't believe you.
If it was a request, I mean, it's not murder, right? You're just executing orders.
No. That's not the podcast. Do it. Do it now. Right. Stop.
This go, whoop, whoop, whoop. All right. This is episode 112 of the Last Row Podcast. Somehow we made it to 112. If you're new to the show, welcome. Everyone that's coming back, thanks again for listening. Our website is thelastrowpodcast.com. If you're looking for us on the social channels, check out Twitter, check out Facebook, check out Instagram at thelastrowpod on all three of those. And if you're new to the show, please consider subscribing and heading out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser. Leave us a 5-star review. Thanks to everyone that took the time and did so far.
Yeah, thank you. And I can't promise it'll be my last Arnold impersonation, but I'm going to try because it's not one of my strong ones. I'm sorry. I apologize previously and in advance for any bad Arnold
impersonations.
It's no skull. Episode 112, Drew, Where the Players Dwell. Where the Predators Dwell. Predator, 1987, June 12th. Drew, where were you, 1987, June 12th? Did you know what the Predator was?
I did not know what the Predator was. I knew probably what Ghostbusters was. That's about it.
You would have peed your little boy pants. Did you see the Predator when you were 2 years old?
Peed like a little boy.
Runtime, 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute, 47 seconds. Drew, too short.
Too low. Too short.
Too short. Action sci-fi movie directed by our boy, John McTiernan, a friend of the pod, Drew.
Yeah.
Do you know what he did?
I know of one John McTiernan. I don't know all of what he's done, but I know he's done some bangers.
He's done this movie Predator. He's a banger, all right. Predator, Die Hard, Hunt for the October, Medicine Man, Last Action Hero, Die Hard with a Vengeance, aka the best Die Hard. Fight me.
It's a good Die Hard. It's a good.
Among others. And then he's suddenly stopped directing in 2003. Do you know why he stopped directing in 2003, Joe?
It's a mystery to me.
Well, according to Wikipedia, which I'm sure is accurate, he pleaded guilty to perjury and lying to an FBI investigator.
About what?
In regard to his hiring of a private investigator.
What? So he lied to an investigator about an investigator.
He illegally wiretapped a bunch of people.
Why?
One of whom was Charles Roven, a co-producer of his action film remake, Rollerball.
Is he paranoid or something? Is that like what it is? Because that sounds like a paranoid person.
Yeah, well, he eventually went to jail in April 2013.
Oh, okay. So that's why he's not directing anymore, I guess.
He's done.
Damn.
he done.
The Predator's after him, I guess. Damn. Damn, man. He's good. You know what? I can still like his works.
Yeah.
He's a man of many talents.
Separate the art from the artist, man. I mean, but really, perjury among the crimes. I mean, come on.
There's a lot worse.
He's fine.
You lie under oath. That's fine. Wiretapping people.
I lie every day.
He didn't murder anybody.
I'm lying right now. It's fine. IMDb 7.8 out of 10.
Too low.
Too low. Rotten Tomatoes 80%.
Too low.
This should be 100, right?
Yeah. This is a freaking Predator movie.
Metacritic 45%.
Way too low.
Way too low. That's just disrespectful. Letterboxd 3.8 out of 5.
Too low.
This is almost a perfect movie. Almost.
It is a perfect movie to me. This is a perfect movie on many accounts.
So, this is our ninth Arnold movie. This is crazy. Our ninth Arnold movie out of 112 episodes. 9 of them are Arnold's.
The Nine Timers Club.
Please check out our previous podcasts, All Jingle All the Way, Kindergarten Cop, Last Action Hero, True Lies, Batman and Robin, Commando, Running Man, and The Terminator.
We still haven't done T2 yet, and it's coming.
Which one's your favorite? What's your favorite last row episode of them? Of Arnold?
I'm going to have a soft spot for Jingle All the Way because it's we introduced the Creep Hall of Shame, but yeah. I really like our Commando episode a lot.
I'm a fan of Last Action Hero. Yeah. That's old school.
That is.
TLR.
And Kindergarten Cop, too, because we introduced Colin Crisp. Where does he sit on the villain scale?
I don't know. We got to scale him up. That was before the scale existed.
Yeah, we got to go back. We're getting a lot of shout outs, by the way, on the social channels for folks that are asking for us to rescale some villains from the back catalog. And let me tell you, it's coming. It's coming. Maybe we'll do it live on YouTube. Maybe we'll do it live somewhere else. But we're absolutely going to go back and rescale some of these guys. They deserve it.
And also the last row pod, return of Bill Duke, who was in Commando, Predator, and do you remember?
I don't.
Exit Wounds.
Oh, yeah. He was the cop, the guy, the chief or whatever, right? With a shotgun.
And Jesse Ventura's second appearance back on the Running Man days.
Yeah.
Drew, what's a Predator about? So, synopsis, Dutch, great name, first of all.
It's probably one of his best names. Yeah.
Soldier of Fortune is hired by the U.S. government to secretly rescue a group of politicians trapped in Guatemala. But when Dutch and his team, which includes weapons expert Brian and CIA agent George, we don't
Blame.
Shout people out. Those are pretty lame names. Land in Central America, something is gravely wrong. After finding a string of dead bodies, the crew discovers they are being hunted by a brutal creature with superhuman strength and the ability to disappear into its surroundings. Rated R.
I'm not going to call you out for calling him Brian, but it's Blaine.
Yeah, you know what? I blame Blaine because it's a stupid name, and there should be an E at the end of it. It's written with no E, so what do you expect me to read here?
Blaine. Well, anyway, taglines. There's too many here, so I'll try to go through them quickly. It's too much. Too high. If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Not bad.
Rated R.
A little vague, not bad.
Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before.
Lame.
Which is actually untrue because the Predator's been coming to the Earth for many times. So, false. Not to pull a Dwight Schrute here, but false.
False.
It came for the thrill of the hunt. It picked the wrong man to hunt.
I like that. I like the two sentences.
Yeah, perfect. I like that too. Soon the hunt will begin.
Not bad.
Eh,
I'll take it.
All right. Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before. It came from another planet for the thrill of the hunt. It picked the wrong man. It's like it combined all of the other ones.
Like it's fine, but it's too much. Too much info. I need less info.
No, you want one? You want the one that's too less? I got one for you here. This is a short one. In a part of the world where there are no rules, deep in the jungle where nothing's lives is safe, an elite rescue squad is being led by the ultimate warrior, but now they're up against the ultimate enemy. Nothing like it has ever been on Earth before. It kills for pleasure and hunts for sport, but this time it picked the wrong man to hunt.
I just feel like I watched
You need 10 posters to fit that on there.
I feel like I just watched the whole movie. Is the poster just the words? Yeah. Like, do we get a picture of Arnold in there or what?
It's the words. And Arnold is like, you know where the words are like, it's a cutout. It's a picture of Arnold and it's just words. It's like it's a paragraph. Words. Way too long. Awful. Way too long. All right. Ready? We cannot see it, but it sees the heat of our bodies and the heat of our fear.
I don't need a plot explanation. Yeah. Come on. Next.
Lame. In this movie, Arnold will experience every meaning of the word pain.
Well, it's not really Arnold, it's Dutch, so let's get it straight here.
What is he, Terry Silver? He's going to feel pain.
I'm going to go with it came for the thrill of the hunt, it picked the wrong man to hunt.
I'm going with if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Except
that one.
Except that one of those hunts needs to be another word. You can't have hunt twice.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to write it, so I'm not going to, next.
Financials. Does this surprise you? $15 million budget, estimated.
Yeah. Yeah, all that ammo they use, geez, right?
They shot down the entire rainforest and wasted it all in one shot. I wish we could have played that in the intro, but it's too long. Too long. Cumulative worldwide gross return, $98.2 million, which is good. I mean, I've heard people consider this a flop. I don't think it was. I mean, that's a good return.
Yeah, I mean, for an action movie, or an R-rated action movie, maybe these types of movies did a lot better in the 80s.
But, and it's iconic for its time, too. This movie is amazing. In fact, it actually has a bunch of awards that it's nominated for. And we're not talking about those prestigious Blockbuster Entertainment ones and MTV Movie Awards. Like, these are legit awards here. So it was actually nominated for an Oscar in 88, right? And it was in the category of best effects and best visual effects, which I think that it actually deserved.
Yeah, I mean, really.
but it lost. And have you ever seen a movie? Now I'm going to sound probably like an idiot to half our listeners, but I have never even heard of this movie called Inner Space. Have you heard of this?
What? No.
So it's a movie starring Dennis Quaid and Martin Short. And I should have looked this up a little bit more, but I got a synopsis for you. It says a scientifically miniaturized marine unexpectedly finds himself floating around the body of a hypochondriac and trying to outwit saboteurs who want the device that shrank him. Attempts by his colleagues to retrieve the little man protected inside of a tiny submersible are hampered by the would-be thieves. Now, is that a comedy? Like, I've never seen this.
I mean, Martin Short, so yeah, so that won Best Effects?
Yeah,
I mean,
it won Best Effects.
I assume it did really well. I mean, I've never even heard of this movie,
but
I kind of want to watch it.
It better have been good to beat Predator, because I thought the effects in this were pretty awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah, and they kind of still held up, right?
They did.
Like the camo of him and
for
everything.
For 87, it looks damn good. Looks damn good. Yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah. This also won a Saturn Award for Best Music. I thought the soundtrack to this was really good, like the orchestra.
Yeah.
It was very suspenseful for them lurking around the jungle. I thought it was great. There's a bunch of other nominees. I won't go into detail about who they lost, but like Arnold was nominated for a Saturn Award for Best Actor, Best Special Effects it was nominated for. It won music for the BMI Film Awards. And there's a bunch of other things. It was nominated for a Hugo Award for Best Dramatic Presentation. Bill Duke had an NAACP Image Award. He was nominated for that. And then it won Sound Editing, too, which it's a great, competently made film. I got to give it to McTee.
Of course. I mean, you know, before you wiretap people, he's making great movies.
Yeah. I mean, so this is a great movie, but it could have been different. And I think this is a pretty well-known story. If you're not familiar with this, we'll break it down for you here, but this movie was famously known for almost starring Jean-Claude Van Damme as the Predator. In fact, there's pictures of him as the Predator in this weird-looking suit. Now, it would not have won Best Special Effects or Best Whatever if they went forward with the way that was. Are you familiar? Did you know this story before we talked about it?
I've heard details about it. I didn't. If you want to get into it, I mean, I haven't heard the full-on rap of it.
Well, let me go with what I pulled. There's an article that we found on bloodydisgusting.com too, which I'll put in the show notes. But the story goes that Jean-Claude Van Damme was originally cast to play the Predator, the idea being that the physical action star would use his martial arts to make the Predator an agile, ninja-like hunter. However, the original design for the Predator was too cumbersome and difficult to manage in the jungle. And let me tell you, I saw that damn costume and it looked pretty bad. And Van Damme couldn't make the required movements in it. Additionally, it was reported that Van Damme constantly complained about the monster suit being too hot, causing him to pass out, while also voicing his reservations on numerous occasions about the fact that he would not be appearing on camera without the suit. Van Damme was finally removed from the film, officially being too short at 5'9". Schwarzenegger and his team were bodybuilders between 6'2 and 6'5", and he was eventually replaced by Kevin Peter Hall, who was about 7'2", and the suit was redesigned because it was an even more imposing actor, and it was felt to not provoke enough fear, the original one.
I mean, so, good choice. I mean, get the tall guy in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you need the tall guy. And did you see the original costume? Have you seen what it looked like?
No. I mean, you got to post it then.
It's pretty crappy. It looks bad.
So here's my issue with this whole story. Is it, like, confirmed true, or is this, like, a Hollywood rumor?
No, Bill Duke confirmed it somewhere, although McTiernan denies a bunch of this stuff.
All due respect to Bill Duke, he's just an actor.
Let me say this, right? So in the Bloody Disgusting article, it says it's a bit of he says, but actor Bill Duke does corroborate Van Damme's story that he was set up for failure. Quote, "The Predator that you saw was not the original Predator. Did you know that? The original Predator was a much smaller creature, and they were going to put the special effects on his body in post-production," Duke tells the Murder Master Music Show. He continued, "He had a stealth suit on, and they put him in the wires, and they flew him in the trees with the wires on his back looking like he was flying. He had passed out twice from dehydration." The producer said, "If you pass out again, I'm going to fire you." 2 weeks go by, and the guy passes out, and the producer goes over and fires him. That person was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You can't control passing out. It's like, it's the one thing you can't do is control yourself passing out.
Don't pass out, Bowie, on this podcast, or else you're fired.
Don't breathe, or else I'll kill you.
Well, and they get this right. So then it says McTiernan told a vastly different story on the film's 30th anniversary, claiming they never even shot anything with Van Damme, and the young actor didn't understand the visual effects elements of the costume, and he had fantastical opinions of how he stacked up against the film star Arnold Schwarzenegger. In 87, you're not bigger than Arnold.
Yeah, I feel like it was probably just a test thing. It wasn't like they were going with the movie. So Van Damme wasn't even a thing in 87. Like he
I
was,
don't think so.
He was known for his dance scene in that movie Breakin', right? And that's like, that's it. And like, if memes existed in 84, you know, if the internet existed, I'm sure it would have been all over the place. But, you know, he didn't do Bloodsport until 88. So he didn't have any kind of like star power to demand anything about changing costume or if he was really like in the running from having this role, like I feel like he would have been more get along unless he was that difficult to work with back in the day.
I don't know. I mean, there was a rumor too that like he also wanted to quit on purpose because Bloodsport got financed and then greenlit. So he didn't want to be stuck doing this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but like there's a video I'm pretty sure on YouTube of him walking around in the Predator costume and it looks awful. Like it's awful.
And the whole like, him needing to show his face. I mean, maybe that's him saying that as an up and coming actor wanting to break into Hollywood, but it's not like he was already famous and it would have been a disservice to the fans because nobody knew who he was back then. So
is that an all time quote though? Like if you pass out again, I'm going to fire you.
I mean, that's pretty unreasonable there.
Put that on his grave, put that on that guy's grave. So if you pass out again, I'm going to fire you.
I'm going to fire you.
What do you think this movie would have been? Because you've got to see the picture of this suit. Obviously, they're going to put special effects on this thing, but it looks, I mean, it's pretty bad. It looks very bad. It looks like a bug.
Yeah, I mean, they might have like put this costume on and one look at it on film and they go, yeah, this isn't going to work. We got to do a little better than this here. This is not a
We got to get somebody else here. It's not going to work.
And then they see a 5'9" guy, and it's like, okay. All
right. You're right though, in that who was Van Damme at that time? He wasn't anybody, and I think you're not gonna out Schwarzenegger at that time. Like Arnold was huge, and
let's be honest, like Kevin Peter Hall is not a household name.
No,
you know he's just the guy in the suit. You know,
but he did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job, but guy in the suit could have been anybody. Could have been friggin' Andre the Giant for all we knew. Nobody knew. Could have been Hulk Hogan. Could have been anybody.
Well, how about the new suit, though? They redesigned this thing, and I read this other thing which said that the costume weighed over 200 pounds. And this guy, I mean, this guy's 7'2". He's a huge guy, but they connected him to some kind of, like, bungee rig so that he could move, believably. Yeah. And he was kind of, like, bouncing. And I guess when you watch the movie, you can kind of see that because he's, like, very springy in his step.
The movements were like that, but there weren't a ton of scenes where he was like really moving up close, walking or doing athletic feats, except for the very end. And really, even then, it was still slow and it was deliberate. It wasn't a whole lot of, you know, ninja fighting or anything like that. It was really like strong punches, uppercuts, back smacks. He loves the back smack.
Yeah, he does like the back smack. And he likes the sword, like the wrist blade thing too, which we'll get to in a bit. But man, it is... I got a lot of trivia about Arnold and Jesse Ventura, but maybe we'll save it. We'll save it for the Arnold part because there's some interesting things here. But I like that Jesse Ventura was in this, and we'll talk about his character in a bit. But what'd you think of the violence of this movie? I mean, were you able to pull up the body counts for this thing? Because we typically do that. Yeah. I mean, this is a pretty violent movie.
You know what? We watched this movie for the first time in a long time. I forgot about the whole mid-movie massacre, if so to speak, you know.
it was like an absolute massacre.
Yeah, like I was thinking this is like a video, it was like Far Cry where you have to like break into a post, you know, an outpost. That's kind of what it was like. And it started off with some silent kills, like, all right, they're going in sneaky, and then Arnold decides, you know what, I'm just gonna blow up that hut with a car.
It's gonna pick this Jeep up
and a detonated bomb. That's all I'm gonna do. So yeah, I mean, we got Schwarzenegger 47 kills, and all of them were pretty much in that scene, right?
Yeah. It was like rebels or something? They were just hiding out. There was Russians there, too.
Some kind of militia.
It's like a CIA site.
So, and Arnold, you know, he didn't want to do that. It's like he was there for a rescue mission, and Carl Weathers lied to him.
What'd he say?
I'm not an assassin.
I'm not an assassin.
Yeah, my team isn't a bunch of assassins. Wow. He says in the beginning.
Look what you made him do, man.
Look what you made him do. Once he's in there, it's like, all right, I'm going to do it. I don't want to, but I'm going to kill 50 people.
I guess I'll kill 47 of these people here. I guess I'll do it. Yeah. You made me do it.
I'm capable of killing all of these people. Just so you know, I'm not happy about it.
Well, Weathers says it to him then, too. Yeah. He's like, why'd you bring me here? He's like, I couldn't have made you do it. You're the only one that could do this. He made him do it.
And Arnold says the word, you never want to hear anyone say this to you. What happened to you? You changed. Yeah. Imagine if I said that to you, like, in all honesty. It would rock your world.
It would crush me. I'll be honest with you. It would crush me to death.
Drew, what happened to you?
I mean, he got the suit on. Aged. I'm going to sign on to this podcast next time. We're in a tie. You're going to save me. I'll be all business next time.
All business. You're going to start yelling at me, giving me notes. It's going to be a whole thing.
Oh, my God. 47 kills is a lot. Yeah. How did the rest of the people... And this is from All Out of Bubblegum, right? We retired moviebodycounts.com.
I trust them. Weathers got 13 kills. Bill Duke got 2. Come on, Bill. Stop up your game. Jesse the Body gets 7. Lindum gets 11. Chavez,
yeah.
16. And Hall kills 10.
And man. All right.
What about the Native American? He got 0? Or is he one of those guys?
That was... I think that's...
Is his name?
That was Lando. That's Billy. They put the wrong name in there. Billy is the guy. So that's the guy that got 11. That guy was pretty fierce.
No, we're talking about Pancho. Oh, Pancho is Chavez.
Pancho is Chavez. Okay. Yeah, Pancho is Chavez. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. They have nicknames.
I was going to say, he was doing some work.
That guy was good. He's probably one of my favorite guys besides Ventura in this.
Yeah, he was very, very underratedly good in this movie.
And he was awesome when he cuts his chest. But
yeah, the body count, I mean, besides them getting picked off one by one by the Predator, it was all kind of secluded in that one scene there.
Yeah.
But still great
That's
scene.
True.
I mean, it was almost like Commando-esque with the raid.
And we don't count the strung up bodies, right? That's pre-existing kills.
Yeah, you can't count pre-existing kills. Like, what is doesn't this? Count. Like, we don't know who killed those people. I mean, probably the Predator. But
probably.
It's not on screen. How can we?
Would they say Jim Hopper, the prequel to Stranger Things? Yes, Jim Hopper. Oh man, what about this movie, man? Is this the most extreme version of Naked and Afraid that you've ever watched in your life? Because that's all I could think about when I was watching this. I'm like, man, this is Naked and Afraid. They got to build a shelter.
So Naked and Afraid, you're allowed to bring one thing with you, and they all brought machine guns. So I was pretty smart.
Jesse Ventura brought his minigun. Like, can you blame him?
I can only bring one thing, and I brought my minigun.
He brought that. There's a bunch of other things. I mean, the guy, Lando Billy, he had the knife, the giant knife, like the machete. I don't know. I mean, we talk about this being a Schwarzenegger movie. This is our 9th one, you said, I think it was. I lost count.
Yeah. Yes.
This movie strikes me as like two distinct things. There's the first half and there's the second half. And the first half, it doesn't feel like an Arnold movie. Like, because it's got so many other people. You have Carl Weathers, who's a huge star at this time. You've got Bill Duke, who's in a bunch of stuff. I mean, a lot of these people were in other things. It felt more like an ensemble movie, and then you get Arnold at the end. Like, how does this compare to the other Arnold films for you? Is this one of your better ones?
That's the thing to me. I mean, this movie has a lot of different moving parts to it, and I've seen it multiple times. But the only memories I have from it are the last 30 minutes, when it's just Arnold left and he's playing the cat and mouse game.
Yeah.
And you know, some, you know, quick pop-up of Carl Weathers losing his arm, but...
That was brutal.
Yeah, but the other parts, as good as they are, and as good as that the raid scene was, and the whole setup is good too. Like, I like the banter and all that. It's not memorable. It's kind of just there. You're waiting for Arnold versus the Predator.
Yeah. I like the beginning.
Yeah, I like it too, but really you have an hour 10 of just kind of forgettable. Good, but forgettable. You know? It's kind of like an album you listen to for the first time, and you're like, hey, this rocks. This is pretty great. And then you'd never listen to it.
You just don't go back to it.
Like, it was great, but like, whatever.
Or you go back to like track 6, 7, and 8 because that's the second half of the movie. Yeah. You're like, oh, the first ones, I'll just skip those.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to bash the beginning because all of it's really good, but the last 30 minutes are so memorable. The climax is so memorable that it just overshadows everything.
I'm going to tell you, man, this is one of those movies that, I'll be honest with you, like when I put this into Letterboxd, I kind of want to give it a 5 out of 5. Like, I don't think I gave it a 5 out of 5, but watching it again, this is like borderline a perfect movie to me. It's what I want.
Like, the crew is really good. Not everyone's a huge actor, but they all work well together. They all have their own little roles. It's got a major action set piece. Then it's got the cat and mouse game, Predator picking people off one by one. Everyone's slowly going insane because they can't see who their killer is. Yeah, and to your point about it, does it not feeling like an Arnold movie is, you're right, because it's Arnold's end of movie.
Yeah.
But at the beginning, he's just as he shares the screen with everyone else. If anything, I feel like Weathers has more of a role in it in the beginning than he does.
He does.
For the first 45 minutes or so.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when you turn this movie on, I liked the weird rivalry that they had, and I liked the chemistry. I mean, everybody knows the gif, right? Oh, yeah. Dylan, you son of a bitch, and the standing arm wrestle. Yeah. But I liked the vibe between the two of them and sort of the cat and mouse thing there. You knew something was up. You knew that Weathers was lying, or yep. Dylan, or whoever, right? Whatever we're going to call him. But I liked that feel of it, and I liked the fact that Arnold's, he's got the charisma, man. That's all I can say. You turn this movie on and like it sucks you in. Like it's a perfect movie to me. And it's got one of the best villains, I think. Well, we'll see how he rates. I think you proposed this, and I'm gonna give you full credit for this. Let's just villain scale this guy right at the top of the show. Because what better way? This movie is about Arnold, but it's about the Predator. So I feel like let's just do it and then we can start talking about the other stuff. But if you're new to our show and you've just joined us, we try to take all of our villains that we have in these movies and we put them through our patented Last Row Podcast villain scale. Four major categories on a scale of 1 to 5 for each, and we'll see how they stack up. So we got the Predator here today, and the first category is look and style. The second is his hideout lair. The third is the plan, and the fourth is the henchman. How do you think he's going to do before we put him through? How do you think he's going to do?
I feel like he's going to go middle of the pack because he's going to catch a 0 or a 1 for henchman.
It's going to be tricky, I think.
So that it's going to handicap him greatly. But hey, I mean that scales the scale. I mean you got to be a well-rounded villain to get top dollar. So first of all, look and style. I mean we might differ on this. I don't know. I love the look of the Predator. I'm a big fan of like what he's got going on with the dreadlocks, if you want to call it dreadlocks in the back. I don't know what planet he's from, but they've certainly got some style.
Planet Predator.
Yeah. I mean, are you a fan with mask on or mask off? Or are both equally badass?
Both equally badass. Because with the mask on, he looks so stealthy and he looks so awesome. And then the mask off, he looks kind of chumpy, but he's a terrifying chumpy. Like, it's weird. Like, he's got the beady eyes and he's got that mouth. Like, dude, he'll eat your face off.
Yeah, I feel like he's going to lose a point for those eyes, though. I
mean, you think so?
You know, you look the monster in his eyes. I feel like when he took the mask off, he became a little less intimidating. I know that the teeth thing is something weird. Yeah. And it's like if you try to punch him in the face, he might bite your fist off. I don't know, like a bat mouth.
Like, what is that mouth?
But like with the mouth and the beady eyes, I feel like if you took the mask off, my first response might be to chuckle at him. I don't know.
But he's like, so first off, he's 7'2". So he's huge. This guy is a beast. He's got the dreads. I don't know what kind of, are they like rubber dreads? Is that like his, is that part of his body or is it his hair? It's like, weird, right?
We don't know. Does this planet or race of alien have hair? We don't know. We don't know anything about these aliens. I always considered it hair, but it could be another like body part or it could be an accessory. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it looks cool.
What about like his skin? Because he has this like weird pattern where it almost looks like a fenced grate on him too.
Yeah.
Is that like a lace or like a chainmail shirt or something that he's wearing?
I think
wearing?
It's a chainmail shirt. I feel like you'd have a hard time chopping through this guy if you had if you had an axe of some kind. You know, put him on an ancient battlefield and see what happens.
Where does his technology? I guess. We can't adjust the scale now. We can't because it's been running for now long, but we need to find ways to fit some of these things. It's like, I think his technology fits under the look and style because it's not really his hat or his layer. It's not his plan.
It's
right?
on him. Yeah, it's on him.
So let's talk about some of the tech here. He's got heat vision. Without it, his real vision sucks. Like, I don't know if it's part of the mask, I guess, or is it enhanced vision, but he sees like an infrared, basically.
Yeah. That's your one weakness there is, you know, he'd be the perfect weapon if not for, you know, he relies on the elements to find you.
Even the heat vision, like, it didn't look like it was that helpful. Like, it was helpful. It's more helpful than not, right? It's like me putting my glasses on because if I don't have glasses on, I can't see anything.
But it'd be unfair. Like, it'd be unfair. You know how we go out there and we shoot deer and it's unfair? If we couldn't see the deer, at least they'd have a chance.
I want to talk to you about the plan too, because I want to ask you if this is cheating, by the way, in a second.
Oh, but, I have questions myself, so we'll get there.
So he's got the heat vision, he's got stealth camo, which is amazing, right? This is Metal Gear Solid stuff here. Like, yeah. The game, you got the stealth camo.
Yeah, he's got the stealth camo, but he's still, like, somewhat visible.
Right. If you pour water on him, can you see him, I guess? I guess you do when he was swimming in the creek there.
Well, it seems like it malfunctions the camo. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe you just throw some water, get a hose out instead of that minigun, and then they could have beat him that way. Just get a hose.
If they'd have brought Super Soakers, then it would have been a lot easier. You know?
Get the 150 out.
Yeah.
He's got that retractable arm blade, which is pretty freaking awesome. Yeah.
Wolverine plus.
Yeah. No, I don't. Maybe this goes under the plan too, and whether it's cheating or not, but he has that like auto aimbot gun that he wears on his shoulder that seems a little cheap. We'll talk about that in a second, but he's got that. And then he's got the nuclear blast self destruct bracelet too.
Hey, man, it's built in martyrdom.
I get you. He got the perk on. That's what he's got. And then I don't know if this is cool or not cool, but he's got the neon green blood too.
Oh, totally cool.
It's totally pretty awesome. Cool. Yeah. But anytime, gives him away, right?
Anytime you have a different color blood than red, it's cool. So yeah. I would give you a point for your green blood, your yellow blood, your purple blood. I'm all for it.
Is my IMDb moratorium up yet? Because I have a fact for you that I found.
All right, I'll give it.
You might like
me.
This one.
I'll allow it.
So apparently, according to IMDb, the Predator's blood was a goopy substance with the color of Mountain Dew, and it was made on set using the liquid from glow sticks, like the inside of glow sticks, and KY jelly.
What is that? I always seem like nuclear waste to me.
Yeah, that looks like it. It does, right? But then the other thing about his look and style is he mimics the soldiers' voices and laughs. And I thought it was like it through his mask, but he did it when he was off. He was doing Billy's laugh at the very end when he blows himself up. And then he's got that badass clicking noise, which is from the guy who did Optimus Prime's voice. Dude, how's he not going to get a 5 here? Come on.
It's a 5. I mean, I want to give him 4.5 just because of his beady little eyes. And I don't like him. But we don't do F points here.
We got rid of that a long time ago. But it's a 5. He is so
badass.
We'll
round up. Yeah, it's going to be 5.
I'm sorry. So now let's talk about his hideout and his lair, because I have questions about what it actually is. What do you consider it?
Well, we don't really see the spaceship except for the very beginning.
Right.
And we don't see his home planet. And that's not really what it's about. It's about the hunt. I feel like he got dropped down in the jungle. He made that his lair.
He decided
this is where I'm going to hunt humans. I'm going to hunt them in the jungle. So this is my lair. This is my home. Come at me, bro. Do you think it was calculated that he got dropped in that jungle? Or do you think like they just dropped them off?
I'm here. Wait,
there's nobody here. I got to wait for people to show up.
I think it's a fair question, but I think they probably did enough reconnaissance that they know where to go. I mean, we know the Lord now, but in 87, I guess the Lord didn't exist.
We're going to pretend that we don't know anything. Yeah.
So you got to assume that this guy has been hunting people for a while. He knew what he was doing, and you know, he had the means and the toolkit to do it. He probably was calculated. And then the shot you mentioned in the beginning when they show the spaceship, they drop him off and then it keeps going. So are they going to other planets to hunt stuff too? I guess the xenomorph stuff in the future.
Yeah.
But I think that they knew where he was going. But you give him a point for having a spaceship because it's kind of a layer too? Or are you saying we're just going to rate the jungle by itself?
We don't see it though. We don't see the inside of it. So
not in this movie.
I'm hesitant to you know, give him more or less points because we just don't know. It's an unknown.
That's fair. Let's go with the jungle. I'll let you rate this one because I don't really have a good clue on this one. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, great space. It's a great space. Lots of nooks and crannies.
You go high, you can go low.
You go high, you go low. You go in the water.
Unless you go self-tech.
I think it's also fair for the prey because they could use a lot of their, as we see, use a lot of the, I don't know. I think it's middle of the pack. Yeah. I'm gonna give it a 3 just because it's a cool looking jungle and he chose it. Good for him. But
good for him. Good job, buddy.
I don't know. It's pretty generic, right?
I think 3 is good. It probably gave him more fun too because he's chasing people through the woods. He's got a lot of targets. And you know what? He took out some of these other guys too. I guess some of the CIA guys. If we had a guess, Jim Hopper and his crew.
So, yeah, they were strung up, man.
Strung them by the tree. I think that's fair. 3's good. What about the plan? Like, how is this guy trying to dominate?
So here's how we're going to get into, his plan, his why, and also his execution a little bit here. I have questions. I don't know. Do you have questions? Because I certainly have questions.
What are your questions?
The biggest question that jumped out to me is, how do we know if this is the best that they got? Or what if this guy's a bum as a hunter?
Is it a T-800 situation?
Yeah. What if he's not very good for his race?
That's why they sent him to the crappy jungle here?
Yeah. I wonder. You know, because, I mean, he got taken out by Arnold. And Arnold only had like 6 hours of reconnaissance to figure out what this guy was all about. And I know Arnold's, you know, Dutch is he's the best of the best. You know, he's the best at what he does. And he's Arnold. But come on, he got outsmarted by some, as Carl Weathers called them, Boy Scout gimmicks or whatever. You know, some Boy Scout traps.
Yeah.
What do you think?
He cut a couple sticks and put him on a swing. Although that log was pretty badass when he crushed him with the log. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but you know what? Him to like see the spikes and then go around and get smushed. That's like a Wile E. Coyote Roadrunner gag.
You know what though? It was the red herring or whatever they call it. Or it was a distraction. Yeah. The spikes were the distraction.
Yeah, but that's something that Wile E. Coyote would do. Like he would see the obvious trap, go around and get smashed with the real trap. You know? I don't know, man. This guy, I
think, you know, if you want to call his plan as just hunting humans and whatever, right? Like in this movie, we'll rate him on the merits of this movie is what he's doing. We're not talking about xenomorphs and all this other stuff.
This is all we know. Pretend it's 1987. We're in the theater. We know nothing about this movie.
We got out
what we just saw
June, whatever, 1987. We're doing this podcast right now on some tapes.
Yeah.
So I mean, hunting humans is that's pretty badass, right? I mean, that's a good plan. And he's in it for sport, right? He's collecting the skulls.
Yeah. And I'm not totally going to bash him. I got things to say. My other question I thought of while watching this was, do you think this is what they do? Now, again, we don't know. We have no prior knowledge. Or, like, I consider this, what if he's on vacation?
Well,
what if this is what these people do on vacation?
It is. Because, well, if you remember, I can't remember the actress, but the character, right? Anna. I think it was Anna or Anna.
Yeah.
She says at one point when she calls the thing the Predator, like, she remembers a time when it was hot and this happened. So, like, she sort of alludes to the fact that this has been happening for a long time. It wasn't, like, officially confirmed, but she sort of said it.
Yeah.
So I would not be surprised if this is what their vacation is, to your point. Like, he's going on vacation. Let's just go hunting, right? You got people that do that here.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Earth, this jungle. You know, real relaxing. Real relaxing, hunt some humans.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. And so he collects the skulls as trophies. You find out in some of the other movies, especially Predator 2, which we'll get to at some point, they have the skulls and he rips them out. And when he takes, I think, I forgot it was whether it was Bill Duke's character where he ripped the skull out and it was by the spine.
Oh, I think ridiculous. It was Billy. I think it was Billy.
It was Billy. Oh yeah. That was Billy's character. And he rips it out and he and the one part when he was like caressing the skull.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And he was like purring.
He's a fine collector.
He's got collections. Do they trade skulls? Like, do they do that?
Maybe.
Like, I don't, is this, because this is a good plan, but I guess it's vacation. Yeah. So is it really a plan?
Or is it reconnaissance for a future invasion? We see what the humans got.
It seems like it's just for sport. And if we're going by that, I think that's a good plan. But now this is where I'll say we either give him more credit or less credit, depending on the answer to this. I'm going to ask you this.
All right.
So Arnold's trying to beat him.
Yep.
And at one point, you know, they're just trying to get to the chopper, as Arnold has famously said. And it's one of his most iconic quotes. What if they just got to the chopper and they flew away? Is he chasing them? Like, is he going back to wherever the hell New York City or whatever? I mean, obviously the Predator goes to New York in Predator 2.
Yeah.
But if he is chasing Arnold, if he says, that's my dude, I'm going after him, like no matter what, I'm chasing him to the ends of the earth, then I'm giving this guy a 5. But if it's like, oh, I'm just going to kind of hunt whoever's there. Like he saw Arnold and when he ripped off his armor and wanted to fight him hand to hand.
Yeah.
Like he knew Arnold was a formidable foe.
Yeah. He was finally, I get a challenge. Let's go. Yeah.
And that's what he wanted.
Here's my question. Yeah. About that. The get to the chopper scene. That was before the Predator had made it personal.
True.
He didn't really know Arnold from any of the other humans yet at that point. I think it was when Arnold fell into the water is when we knew for sure that it's on. I'd like to think that he's going to follow him. And It'd be real easy to shoot that chopper down, wouldn't it?
It would be. He had that minigun, yeah. the auto-aim bot that he had.
I don't think he's going to let, once he starts something, I don't think he's going to let it go. It's the type of thing, if he let them go, he wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
Yeah.
The one that got away.
Or he'll come back next vacation. Next year, he's going to find Arnold. He's doing running reconnaissance.
Yeah. We're going to find something. We're going to find every, like, he's going to have maybe some kind of, like, database of the people that he saw. He's like, I'm going to find this person. He's going to hunt him down like the Terminator might would do, right? So yeah, I think that once he starts something, he's got to finish it. To your question,
I want to give him a four here. Now right, you can fight me. Hold on, but
I have one more point before you.
All right,
to pocket that four.
All right,
after you hear what I have to say about this, if he's so tough, why didn't he touch that camp? Was he scared? Too many dudes.
I thought he was touching the camp, and that was some of it, right?
There were so many live humans in that camp. No. Arnold had to kill 47 of them.
He wanted a challenge. He knew those guys were weak. I mean, Arnold's crew went in he picked a truck up and blew it up.
So maybe it's more of a pick them off one by one thing.
Yeah.
If there are too many people in the same place at the same time.
Right.
It's not as fun for him,
it's
maybe.
It's not fun. It's a game to him. Okay, like, think so about maybe it's
fun versus challenge. Yeah.
Like, let's say you're a hunter right now. And you go into like a deer's den and you just shoot them all up.
Well, excuse me. I mean, you got your AR-15 out there.
That's what I mean.
That's the instant boner, right?
Are you going to do that? Because then it's not fun because you've got to hunt him. Like,
no, it's you got to hunt the deer. It's kind of sick, actually. Yeah, if you're just like fishing a barrel, you know what I mean?
Because what is Arnold? That's just a slaughter at that point.
Yeah, it's a slaughter, yeah.
And he's about, like, I guess I don't know, but do we take a point off because he's kind of cheating? He's using heat vision, and
the other thing.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe I got to pocket that.
Here's the other thing I want to say.
It's kind of cheating.
Thank you for bringing that up because I almost forgot to bring that up. He's picking fights with people that don't know they're in a fight.
Yeah, that's true.
He's got this rule, like Batman. He's not allowed. He doesn't not allowed to kill people. He's got this rule that he's not allowed to kill people unless they are also armed.
True.
Right. So. That justifies shooting people in the back of the head when they're not looking. They don't even know you exist and you're picking them off one by one. How's that fun?
I mean,
how's that fair?
I think he's kind of cheating too. Like, he's got the aimbot. Like, he should be, when he took the gloves off, I mean, metaphorically, right? And he started going after Arnold without the tech. That's where I got a lot more respect.
That's
for him,
respect. No, that was totally respectful. He had Arnold dead to rights. And he like jacked him up with the chokehold up against the rock, looked him over, and he's like, no.
Yeah.
Let's do this. And he redeems himself there for sure.
Maybe he only gets a three here because of that. Because he's kind of cheating.
He's
you want to go lower?
Let the camp go. And he's picking fights with people that don't know they're in a fight.
You going two?
No. I feel like that's the difference between three and four. I'm wavering between three and four. But he does get super bonus points for 1v1ing Arnold, though.
Yeah, and the fact that he blew himself up at the end when he lost, like, that was pretty badass, too. Like, he just wanted to take them all out. Yep. Or is that cowardly? Because he didn't let him... He lost, so he's like, oh, you're going down with me.
No, I respect that.
You respect
I actually respect that.
Martyrdom, yeah,
It's like falling off the building, Kalitri shooting
There you
up.
Go.
It's like the same thing.
That's true. So, you gotta shoot if you're falling.
You gotta shoot when you're falling off.
You got the gun, you might as well use it.
You got the gun, you might as well shoot.
Like, try to take him out with you. Yeah. Why not, right? I mean, you have to.
I don't know. It's probably a four. I mean, I'm being too hard on him, I think. You know, he's the predator. He is who he is.
Man, I kind of want to go three now, but let's go four. We'll give him
If there's a lion or out in the wilderness chasing down an elk, the elk doesn't know he's prey until he's being eaten. So it's the same thing,
just,
I guess.
I mean, he is the predator. Put the apex in front of him. He's...
Can I give a note to the predator?
Yeah.
Just show yourself first. Let them know you exist.
Yeah.
Then jump in a tree.
Then it's fair.
Then it's fair.
Then it's like laser tag. It's just like laser tag, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Same deal.
What if, so here's the other question. And before we get to the henchmen, what if Arnold had the same tech? Would he just slaughter this guy? Because Arnold was using sticks and mud.
Yeah. I mean, same level playing field. Give him the same weapons. Arnold's got them.
That's
I mean, Arnold almost took him out with a napalm arrow.
Yeah, he had
some knives and
the noob tube armor on a stick that he used as like a
tree trunk.
I'm thinking about Breath of the Wild, like the bomb arrows. That's what he had.
Like, oh, but maybe you got to get old school on them because they had the noob tubes, they had the mini guns, none of it worked.
So. Well, they didn't know what they were fighting at that time. Like, it's if true. They were more, if they knew yep. what they were fighting and he had yep. the minigun, maybe he'd have been able to take him out. So,
You know, minigun's not the right weapon here. Maybe sniper rifle is.
That's true. They need a sniper rifle. Yeah. And if he had heat vision, like if he just had a thermal scope, he'd have been able to take this thing out too.
Yeah. I mean, if they had like a set arrangement of, all right, we're going to meet in the jungle on freaking June 2nd, 1987, and you bring your heat vision, bring your sniper rifle. I'm going to bring what I got. See you there.
I'll see you at SummerSlam.
That's a five. That's
see
a five.
See you at SummerSlam. See you at right SummerSlam. There, buddy.
SummerSlam.
I'll see you at SummerSlam. Loser leave. Yo, coffin loser. Match is what it is.
Yeah, coffin match, loser leaves town match. Yep. Match.
Loser leaves life.
No disqualification, false count anywhere.
Exactly. There you go. What about the henchman? Does he have any? I mean, not in this movie.
No, I mean, unless there was a second predator jumping around there. No.
His buddies left him. They left him, right?
It's kind of a moot point. That's a one.
They flew him out. So he just gets a one here. So let's recap this thing. So anything else you want to say before we score it?
No, just on the scale itself. I mean, should we consider giving zeros to people? Because he should get a zero. But like we've made it a rule to give the worst a one.
I guess maybe in the future. I don't know. I mean, it's almost like it doesn't qualify. He's like exempt from it. But does that give him a five because of that? maybe a one is good for now.
Stick
it
to the one. Yeah, stick to the one.
So we got a five for look and style. You got a three for hideout and lair. And you got a four for his plan. And you got a one for his henchman. Don't give it a zero. Maybe give it a zero. That's a 13 out of 20. Let me tell you where he ranks against some of these other guys. So if we go to the last row villains, rogues gallery, whatever the heck we want to call it here, this dude is right up there with let's see, Shang Tsung, who had a 13.
Okay.
The Volcano from Dante's Peak had a 13.
Not bad.
Penguin, Danny DeVito himself.
Yep.
Strut from Exit Wounds. You got Dorian Tyrell from The Mask. Oh, how does he
newly ranked Dorian Tyrell?
You got Predator. These guys all have 13s. He is right below M. Bison at a 14 and a half when we did half points. And Catherine Tremell, not bad.
So, he should be higher based on name brand. But, you know, the scale has the henchman category. And unfortunately, he got caught up in that.
The cards are stacked against him.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
The cards are stacked against him, I guess.
Yeah.
Right below him, you got like Killian, Steppenwolf, Bennett, Hugo Snyder, Dusty Dinkelman. All these guys. So he beats them at least. He's better than Dinkelman.
I like that Steppelman's right up there with Dusty.
He's right up there.
Neck and neck. Steppenwolf and Dusty.
Dusty Dinkelman, 11. Yeah. He's just another bee in the hive, man. What are you going to do?
Bee in the hive.
So I don't know. It's fun to do that first, but we'll try to blow through some of this other stuff quickly. Let's talk about Dutch himself. We talked a lot about some of this, so we don't have to rehash it.
Yeah.
But is this one of Arnold's toughest characters of any movie? I mean, he beats the Predator in hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. Yeah, you would think so, just based on degree of difficulty. I don't know, but is he any tougher? Like, I feel like he's super tough in Commando. Like,
he is. He's a one-man army.
He might be more badass in Commando, actually.
Yeah, but is it to walk into like a place? I mean, he did the same kind of thing, right? He blew up a place, right? Or whatever it is, like a compound.
A compound, yeah.
He was a one-man wrecking crew against this. But he survives a nuclear blast from an alien in this somehow, right?
Yeah, he's hiding behind a ditch, so
laid in a ditch.
That'll do it. That'll do it.
The blast goes over you, right? Yeah. If you get low,
you're good.
He ducked his head down, I guess. But yeah, well, what, like, rate some of his tactics. Like, what does he do? You mentioned some of his Boy Scout traps. Like, he takes on the Predator.
Yeah, so the mud against the skin. I mean, he kind of found that by accident.
Yeah, stumbled upon that.
Turned out to save his life multiple times. So once he realized, let me get the same advantage this guy does with the camo, all boom. You know, he's queuing up the Boy Scout tricks, knives, sticks, tripwire, stuff like that. Trying to get him the old school, the rope trap, which they did catch him.
They did.
Sweet. They did catch him.
The net.
I mean, he got out of it lickety split, but
he has the blade arm.
Yeah. It's like an embarrassment. They embarrassed him a little bit.
he was like, this stupid trap.
he was so embarrassed. He ran away. He was so embarrassed.
He really did. He ran away.
Giant log to crush the Predator.
Like, I hope my friends didn't see me get caught.
Jesus. I hope that's the whole video.
Is there Predator TV? We didn't even talk about that. Yeah. Like, are they watching him?
See, that's
hunt?
Why this guy sucks, because he probably gets made fun of. Dude, you got caught in a net, bro.
On his home planet.
You got caught in a net.
Are they watching him?
That's actually why he nuked himself. He wasn't actually dying there.
It was like the samurai when he like stabs himself.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, he could have survived, but he's like, I can't go back to my planet and let the see me get my ass kicked like this.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I just had to ask that question.
Yeah. I mean, Arnold's out here making fires like nothing, creating flame arrows.
Grenades too, like grenade arrows.
Grenades. I mean, geez. I don't know, man. Yeah, this list is making me like think maybe it is his toughest character. I don't know.
Because he's by himself and he's using like strings and mud.
Yeah.
Like John Matrix had all kinds of weapons. He raided the shed for the weapons. And you know, I also like the fact that we joked about that scene when they were all using up every single piece of ammunition that they had firing into the jungle. Did you like the role reversal when the Predator was so mad that Arnold made him do it, where he just started shooting everything? He couldn't find Arnold, and he was just shooting into the forest himself.
I thought that was a great touch along the whole climax of the movie, where Arnold was pretty much using every trick that was used upon them.
Yep.
And the Predator was super pissed about it.
And he was like, doing what they did back to him.
Once he realized how unfair he was fighting, it's like, oh, this sucks. It's like when you're playing a video game and you're getting glitch-bitched, then you glitch-bitch back. It's like there's no sweeter victory.
He had to, right? Yeah. Arnold pulled out all the stops.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, I mean, look, you're not gonna beat the T-800 or anything like that, especially in the original movie. But all jokes aside, like human characters, I think Dutch is one of the most badass characters that we've had on this show, hands down.
Yeah,
it's like not even close. Matrix is probably close.
Yeah. Commando is the other one for me, but. Yeah, this might take it just because what the odds stacked against him and all that.
What do you think about his crew here? Let's talk about some of these guys. You got Dylan, played by Carl Weathers. You got Mac, played by Bill Duke. You got Blaine, Jesse Ventura. Then you got Billy. You got Poncho, and you got Hawkins. What do you think of these guys?
So if we were rating a hero scale, I mean, Arnold would get a 5 for henchmen.
His henchmen is it support crew or something?
Yeah, his support
sidekicks.
Crew. I feel like they all brought something to the table, you know? It's just that they were up against an opponent that was just too powerful.
You know how they talk about ragtag crews? This is the opposite of a ragtag crew. These guys were like, they were technicians. Like they knew, everybody had a role, like you said. You had like the traps guy, you had the heavy machinery. I'm thinking about you play games and you've got people that are like support people. You've got the offensive people.
Yep.
This was a truly rounded out team. Yeah. And it doesn't surprise me that these guys were effective at their jobs.
Yeah. You got like the power machine gun guy. You got an explosives type guy. You have the tracker.
Yep.
You know?
Demolitions expert.
In Poncho. Yep. I like it.
I liked it a lot.
Got the recon guy.
Yep. They all served a purpose, but they all got God.
All got God.
What do you think is the most brutal to the least death here? Talk about some of these, because I think some of these were brutal, and then some were pathetic.
All right, I'm going to run them down quick, and then we'll talk about it. So Mac, Bill Duke gets hit in the head, and his face blows up.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Pretty much. Blaine, don't call me Brian. Huge hole in his chest.
Lion.
Shot in the chest, completely exploded. Poncho, hit by a giant tree, shot inside the head. Hawkins, kind of shot in the neck-ish.
Yeah, that was weird. I don't really know what happened there.
Yeah. Dylan, a.k.a. Carl Weathers, gets his arm shot off. And then he just keeps on shooting with his other arm. Kind of gets, you know, the
blade
gut,
thing, right?
The blade gut punch move.
That was
It's almost
awesome.
Like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
Yeah.
Billy, he kind of like gets pissed off, starts cut. He kind of gave himself a war wound.
What was that about? What was
said,
that for?
Instead, I think it's kind of like maybe a lore tactic, maybe. A bleeding. Maybe you can sense that. Come and get me, bro.
I guess. He already saw him, though. He didn't need that. He just hurt himself. He made himself worse.
Yeah.
He made it harder for himself.
Yeah. Then he ended up getting his spine and skull right now. But that was post-death. I mean, he can't feel that.
That, I mean, I don't know if he wasn't dead, that's definitely
that would have been the worst, but he was dead, so I don't know, man. I mean, the face hole is bad, but that's probably insta kill.
It was weird though, because when they showed his body, they showed his face still intact, but they showed that shot from behind and his face blew up, like there was blood everywhere.
Yeah,
but it was probably brutal.
It's probably, it looked the worst, but he's probably insta-kill. I don't know, like, Pancho getting hit by the tree. Like, he's still alive. He's still alive after getting hit by that tree. And then, like, the Predator mercy killed him afterwards.
Yeah, that was a mercy kill. Yeah. Hawkins got shot in the neck, but he got dragged into the woods, and that's pretty bad because we don't know what happened. But I'm going with Jesse Ventura's death. He got shot in the chest with that, like, crate. Yeah. It was like a crater. Well,
yeah. Then he got Carl Weathers, who got his arm cut off.
That's true. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, and then he got impaled. I don't know.
That's probably bad. You convinced
that's
me.
Probably the slowest death, which is the worst. That's pretty bad. Yeah.
You don't want to die like that.
No.
You don't. Rip my spine out before you do that, please. Yeah. Take me out. I like when they said, like, they're like, oh, is that Hawkins? And he's like, I can't tell. He didn't know. It was just his intestines.
Yeah. You got to do dental records. If you got to do dental records, that's never good.
His guts were just laying there on the jungle. I don't know. I wouldn't want to get my spinal cord ripped out. I guess it's better than getting shot and getting your arm ripped off and all that stuff because maybe it's instant death. But could you survive in this thing? Put yourself in the shoes. I'm going to call you Bad Way Dutch. You're Dutch. Can you do this? What, talk about yourself right
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely not. No.
How quickly would you die?
If there were no predator in the jungle and it was just the plain jungle, I'd be dead in less than a week.
Dead in an instant.
Yeah. I would get, you know, right away, as soon as that Trump touched down, I'd probably get bit in the ankle by a snake. That's like the way it would be.
And the predator would be disappointed.
Yeah, it'd be all downhill from there. But like, I wouldn't know how to get food. I wouldn't know how to like get shelter. I'd probably drink some bad water. But if you drop
dysentery?
If you drop a predator on me, he wouldn't even want me. Like, it's just too easy. Too easy.
You wouldn't. But what if you were running around? Like, could you just hide? Like, what would you do? Could you figure out the mud trick, you think?
No. How are you supposed to know he's seeing infrared? Like, how do you even know? You know?
That's cheating in itself, right?
So I'd probably like bury myself in leaves and just eventually starve to death or something like that.
I'd probably die instantly too. Yeah. I would be dead in an instant. But what if you could take four people with you?
Ooh.
If you could take any four people with you, you introduce this because this is your idea and I think it's a great idea.
All right. So we're going to do, it's something we've been toying with, and we're probably going to add more guests to this as we go, and maybe some videos, maybe some future videos of some drafts related to the topics of our movie. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick four people each, dead or alive, real or fake, the only caveat being they can't have superpowers, and we're going to build our Predator team of four to go along with ourselves. Or our proverbial Dutch.
And this is like anybody. You said real or fake?
Real or fake. The only caveat being, can't be like Superman. I'll bring a Superman. He'll be the Predator. No, you can't do that. So I'll give you first ups.
Oh, man.
And then we'll do a snake style. Right. You go first and I'll take two and then back and forth.
Well, I have a good list here, but I'm going John Rambo because you have to, he was born in the jungle, man. John Rambo. I got to go John Rambo.
Okay. Now, I have a lot of more peculiar picks on my list, but he was my number one pick.
All right. I mean, he's consensus. And
I was hoping you'd like, maybe I'd get him the second round. No. So
there's another guy that I almost picked, but I didn't. I went John Rambo because he's proven it in all the Rambo movies, and he could take him out.
We talk about the Predator's lair being the jungle.
Yeah.
John Rambo can live in that jungle.
He does. And that's my pick. John
and
Rambo.
Him and Dutch, you don't even need other people. You got Rambo and Dutch.
I'll keep track of our teams here. I'll write them, unless you got it. I got it here too. We'll track the teams.
So yeah, with Rambo out of the way, my next thought was, I was thinking about that the hand-to-hand combat at the end of the movie. Yeah. Not so much the military aspect. So I'm actually going to pick a real person.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar.
Ooh.
So, you know, of course he's a wrestler, but he's also a feared MMA fighter, and the guy feels no pain. The guy, his nickname is the Beast, and I feel like with a 7'2 Predator, Brock Lesnar himself is well above 6 feet. You know, he's strong as a superhuman can be, and I think that he would fare well, much like Dutch did in hand-to-hand combat. My thought would be, Brock would annoy him enough, probably laugh at him when he hit him a few times, and make him want a hand-to-hand combat him, and that's right where Brock wants you. So,
man, that's a good one. That is a good one. Cause I think he'll just spear him a bunch of times. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, that's an interesting one, but can he survive in a jungle is my question. I don't know that he could. He's not in a ring, right?
He's a farm guy. Apparently okay. He lives on a big farm.
All right.
So he's an outdoorsman.
But is outdoorsman the same as in a jungle where there's leeches and snakes? Maybe
not. He's a Northsman too. That's the thing.
There you go.
He's a cold weather guy.
Yeah.
So how would he fare in the rainforest?
He might be too hot. He'd be sweating too much.
It's a risk. But I'm just gonna go with the pure.
I like the pick though. I like it. It's risky,
I wanted a
I like
real
it.
Person. The rest of the my list are fake.
Yeah.
But I wanted a real person just to get him in there.
Man. Okay. I got a bunch here that I don't know who I'm gonna pick, and I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to take, I have this person on the list. It's another Arnold Schwarzenegger character. Now, maybe I can't pick that if we already have Dutch in the crew, but I'm going John Matrix because of what he did to that fake town. I like John Matrix, and he can survive in the hot climate too.
Yeah.
He's already been in Latin America and he's taking people out.
See, I think this is a rule for future picks. That's a good thing to bring up. I feel like there should be one Arnold and only one Arnold.
Okay.
But for the sake of the argument, and we didn't make that rule ahead of time, I'll allow it. And
I could go different if you need to.
No, it's a great pick. It's a great pick, and let's keep it.
All right. Who you got?
Yeah. Yeah, just as long as he has the arsenal, which clearly Dutch has access to whatever the hell he wanted. So yeah. I don't know. Next pick? I'm going to go, this is a little off the beaten path, but it's from a popular movie. I'm going to go Marv from Sin City.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You know,
he's got
Mickey
mitts.
Mickey Rourke with his mitts.
He's got the mitts.
This guy has, talk about feel no pain.
I like that.
He will laugh at you when you hit him. He has the wherewithal to learn during the fight. He's a very smart fighter. And I feel like this fits in my tough guy team.
I like that.
He's a brute on top of a brute. So if Brock Lesnar were a comic book character or a fake person, I think he would be.
Yep.
He would resemble Marv.
I think you got a good. I think you got a good team there of two bruisers.
I got two bruisers.
I like that. I think that's a creative pick there.
Yep.
I like that. I think he could fight him, but I don't know. He's a city guy. We'd have to see.
That's right. Sin City. He's a city guy.
You got a city guy and you got a farm guy, but you don't have jungle guys yet.
Yep. It's true. I mean, I wasn't thinking about climate. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I was not thinking about climate. Maybe that's the downfall of my team.
We're going to rate the teams at the end here.
We'll see who wins. We'll see who wins.
All right. So let's see. So am I up now? Okay. Let's see.
We were going to do a snake, but then we'll just forget.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead. Yeah, snake.
No. You already picked your second. So let's just keep going.
I messed it up here. What did I mess up?
I have a feeling we have vastly different guys anyway, so it probably doesn't matter.
I'm going to do one, and I think it's going to, this. I don't know if this is going to work, but I'm going Ellen Ripley from the Alien franchise.
Oh,
because not only is she a badass, she can take out extraterrestrials.
She has alien experience.
Yes. Now, I don't know which version of her we're talking about. I'm talking like whatever version of her, but I'm going Ellen Ripley because Sigourney Weaver is going to kick some alien butt.
Yeah.
And I think she could do it.
That's a great point. Again, I mean, we're talking space versus jungle.
Yeah, she might not survive it though.
But the specific alien experience is key.
She got the skills.
That's good.
The skills.
That's a good thought. So we're thinking differently, and I like that. I like that. We have vastly different teams. All right. So
I don't want this to end. I like this.
I have four more people on my list, and like I know I can only have two of them, and it's bugging me. I don't know who to pick. Maybe we'll do honorable mention at the
bonus
end.
Bonus pick. Yeah.
All right. So next I'm gonna go a little bit skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
A little but still as tough. I'm gonna go Gino Felino.
Oh.
Not for justice.
He definitely can't survive in that jungle, man.
I mean, this MF.
You got city pretty boys here.
Just give him a pool ball. Just give him a pool cue. Let's lure the predator into a bar, and he'll have no shot.
Get him drunk.
He'll have no shot.
I didn't see that coming.
I mean, I haven't seen Gino Felino ever take a hit. I mean, the guy's flawless in my opinion, you know, my eyes. So I'm just going off of what I see. And what I see is this guy's a perfect fighter.
Gino Felino.
Tough as all hell. He'll give him one-liners. You know, and you know what? He might die, and that's fine. He'll be the first one out, and he'll talk shit.
Lamb.
And then Brock and Marv and Dutch can, like, learn from his mistakes.
Yeah.
But he'd be the one. He'd have the false hubris to go out there and think he could just whip this guy's ass.
How do you think he would try to fight him? Like, would he try to go hand to hand, or you think he would be trying? He has pistols, I guess.
He'd have a pistol, but the pistol's not good. Let's be honest.
I see him do the pool ball.
I think he's going to use the pool cue. He'll probably pick up a log or something and try to intimidate him. He's gonna talk smack to him, obviously, get information out of him. Where's the hostages? Anybody see the hostages?
That's a good one.
I'm doing it for the mouth, really. I'm doing it for the mouth.
Is this your hot dog? Whose hot dog is this? That's what he's looking for, man.
Is this your bridge?
That's a good one. That's an interesting one.
It's kind of a comedy one, but I wanted somebody like the opposite of my first two.
Man, I have so many people here that I want to pick from, and I don't know who I want because I could go tactician here. I could go. Can we go science fiction or no? I mean, it's not Superman, but it's like, well, I won't go.
They can't
with that
have
one.
Superpowers.
This is your last, right?
This
is my last pick. I'll tell you who I was thinking about, but I'm not going to pick them for the sake of this.
Okay.
I'm going someone else. I'm going to add more tough female power onto my team.
Okay.
I'm going Sarah Connor because if she can take out the Terminator, I got Ellen Ripley and I got Sarah Connor here. And I'm talking Terminator 2 Sarah Connor,
that's
the hardened
good.
Out of the psych ward. Like, I'm talking Sarah Connor here, mother of John Connor, savior of humanity.
That's pretty damn good.
I gotta bust her out. So,
not to bring this into the gutter, but let me just tell you this. You have two males and you have two females. Let's say there's some downtime in between the fighting. Will there be love?
Maybe
scenes?
They fall in love. Maybe will they there fall be love in love. Scenes? You know, can you see John Rambo hooking up with Sarah Connor?
It might not be as passionate as Kyle Reese, but hey, you know, when you're making John Connor, it's got to be passionate.
An alternate timeline. John Rambo is the father of John Connor in this film.
Maybe even better. Maybe the revolution stops before it starts. If it's John Rambo instead of Kyle Reese.
John Matrix here is just hooking up with Ellen Ripley, but. I wanted
to. Is that
to
who you
would
go?
Her.
You go Rambo and Sarah Connor. That's the couple. Okay.
I think that's got probably the most chemistry, and I think Matrix and Ripley is Ripley doesn't she doesn't have time for that. She's
no.
Even Sarah Connor, they don't need that. I don't know. There were so many people I want to pick. I can tell you from my list later, but I'm going Sarah Connor. I feel like that's the move.
Right. T2 Sarah Connor certainly doesn't have any time for that.
Right. T2. She's just trying to take out Skynet here.
Yeah.
She's going to take out the Terminator or the Predator.
All right. My last pick is going to be another one off the beaten path, but it has logic and it has reason. And I think it's better than the Gino pick, but it's just as skinny, I would say.
All right.
It's going to be Oberyn Martell from Game of Thrones because the man took down the mountain.
Oh,
best fighter in Westeros. I'm
then
saying
he got his eyes pushed out
because he got cocky. Well, just he's got to learn to not be. I mean, maybe he'll never learn, and maybe he'll die. But he'll weaken him. He'll certainly weaken him. And then Marv and Brock can pick up the scraps. But Oberyn Martell, just give him that stick with poison. Predator's going down. If he's gonna die, at least he's gonna greatly weaken the Predator.
You know, when you first said Marv, I thought you were picking Home Alone Marv. That's who I thought you were Wet Bandits Marv. That's who I thought.
I mean,
you
I should have picked Kevin McAllister. Really?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about the Home Alone movement.
Yeah, because really, like, who is Dutch? Really turned into Kevin McAllister there, or really, he was the first Kevin McAllister.
You should have picked Kevin McAllister.
Set the traps. Yeah,
that actually would have been the best.
Actually, could have been set pick up him. All those tracks in the jungle,
or the Equalizer from the Equalizer could do it too.
Yes. Man. There
do
we go.
So, do you want to recap the teams here? Do you have them? I have mine. You
I
want
have
to recap
mine.
Yours?
I have go mine. Ahead. So I have Brock Lesnar, I have Marv from Sin City, I have Gina Felino, Steven Seagal, and I have Oberyn Martell from Game of Thrones.
Man, I like your team. It's scrappy people. They have their weaknesses, but
two
I like
brutes,
your team.
Two scraps.
Yeah, I'll give you mine. So mine was John Rambo, John Matrix, Ellen Ripley, and Sarah Connor.
Yeah, I think you win. I think you win because you got Rambo. That's such a strong first
I went,
pick.
But I didn't go like... I went too strong. I feel like I should have went a little bit more like off the beaten path, I think.
I don't know. The combination of Rambo and Ripley is pretty good. Ripley in the third round is good value, I feel. Yeah, so I like both of our teams, but I'm going to give it to you.
Do you have other people that you want to read out, or do we save that in case we want to use them for another game? What do you think about that?
So when we first thought of this, to do this, you brought up John Wick, and he was on my list.
I had him too.
Didn't pull the trigger.
You can't wear a suit in the jungle, man. You can't.
No, you can't.
You can't wear a suit in the jungle.
Talk about weapons expert and being able to dodge death and avoid bullets or lasers at this point in this scenario. How do you kill him? You can't kill John Wick.
You can't. I mean, you can't.
The other person on my list that I didn't pull the trigger on was the bride, Uma Thurman.
I had her too on there because I thought she'd be good. She's a katana.
Hand-to-hand. Give her the Hanzo sword.
Hitori Hanzo.
I mean, I don't think that Predator is going to win that fight. No. Unless the Predator bitches out and just jumps in a tree.
You know? Man, I had some interesting ones on here, and I didn't go. When I asked you about Supernatural or whatever, not Supernatural, but sci-fi, I was going to pick the T-1000. But I felt like maybe that's cheating because
I think that's considered superpowers. I would have blocked that. I would have blocked that.
Yeah. Sure. I had a lot of people on this list. I actually had the RoboCop because I thought that would be interesting, but
that
would
have been fair. I don't think that's superpowers. That's an outfit.
Maybe he'd overheat in the jungle though. Even though the battery would just blow up.
He is 50% robot though, right?
He is. Probably
not, it's
90%.
Not just an outfit. But still, that's more allowable than the T-1000.
The other one that I had, I had a lot. I had a really long list, but I had Jason Bourne because I thought he could live in the jungle, you know?
Yeah, but screw him.
It's too much like John Rambo. Yeah. Matt Damon's too much for Pretty Boy.
Yeah.
What about William Wallace from okay. I had William Wallace too.
Just a gladiator.
Yeah, because he can survive in the, I don't know if I'm supposed to read these because we might use these again at some point,
no,
I guess.
It's fine.
But
it's fine.
And then Kyle Reese I had too, but I went Sarah Connor because I thought she was tougher.
Yeah.
So who was your other, did you have any other honorable mentions?
That was all I had. That's all I had.
Yeah. It's fun, man. This is good. I'll see if I can post this to YouTube. If you guys aren't following us on YouTube, I'll see if I can clip it up. We're going to start adding some more stuff to YouTube. Go to YouTube and search. We also have the link to it on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, everywhere where you can find us. Just check out, search The Last Row Podcast on YouTube. I'll see if I can start posting some of these clips because I think it'd be fun to do a little bit more on there if I can find the time. It would be good. But that was a lot of fun. I think we should do this more, and we'll have some guests on and do this. We got to have some friends and go through this process. It was a good time.
Sure, absolutely. And while we're wrapping up this episode, just to let you know that this is Predator Month, Drew. I don't know if you know that. So the new movie Prey just came out. And what we're going to do is we're going to release this episode on whenever you hear this episode. I mean, really, time is a circle. But on September 1st, we will release part two of this, which is Predator 2. And not only will we break down Predator 2, we will also be talking sequels, all of the sequels within the Predator series, and do a lesser breakdown, maybe we'll do a little ranking. We'll retrospective. We'll touch on each of them, see what we like, what we don't like, and that kind of thing.
It'd be interesting.
Part two of the Predator series coming soon.
Yeah, September 1st it's for that one. And you guys will be listening to this one on the 18th here, but it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen Predator 2 in a while. It's very futuristic.
Very odd hero. Like, who would have thought Danny Glover? I wouldn't have picked him on my team.
He is, in fact, too old for this shit. So
Bertal. I might pick Riggs, but I'm certainly wasn't going to pick Bertal.
I had Riggs on the list, too. I was like, I can't put Bertal on here. It's cheating because he kind of beat him anyway. So maybe that would have been cheating. You picked Danny Glover because he's Predator, too.
Yeah, he already knows. He already knows what to do.
But yeah, so I just want to give a quick shout out for two people that wrote into us. So I got to give Bob a shout out. He wrote us an email. He said, "Hey guys, I love the podcast. The Lost Boys is my favorite movie of all time. It'll be 35 years this year. I'd love for you guys to do an episode on it at some point, if at all possible." I haven't seen this movie all the way through in such a long time. I mean, it's a classic. I think it's perfect for The Last Row. We got to bust this one out in the future here too. Thanks for writing in, Bob. Yeah, and Ross wrote us up on Instagram. I know we've been chatting with Ross. Thanks for writing over. He was saying about some of the re-ranking of the villain skills, and he said, "So I'm sitting here watching the OG Mortal Kombat. Shang Tsung absolutely needs the villain skill revisit, unless you're afraid he might break it. We did the new Shang Tsung, but we need the old Shang Tsung from 95's Mortal Kombat.
You brought a soulless mind, Shang Tsung.
Soul-sucking, man. That's
soul-sucking Shang Tsung. Soul-sucking Tsung. That's right.
There's a lot of soul suck in there, and I don't know how. We'll do some of those too. I think it's another opportunity to do some live shows and maybe do some re-ranking of the villain scales. We'll get some listener interaction. If you guys are interested in that and you want to see us do some more YouTube live stuff or Twitch or whatever, we'll go through and do some of that. Write in, let us know, thelastrowpodcast@gmail.com. Check out the comments on this episode's page at thelastrowpodcast.com. Tweet at us at thelastrowpod. Leave a comment on the Facebook page or the Instagram post and let us know if that's the kind of stuff that you guys want to see. And as Badway said, this is Predator Month. We're closing it out in 2 weeks on September 1st. So technically it goes into next month. But what are you going to do? You can't argue it. But we'll see you guys in 2 weeks with Predator 2.
See ya.
I kind of just want to put the gun shooting right now for like a minute straight right now, right? Would that be okay?
I think we'll go out with a bag, they said.
Would that be okay if you guys are okay with that?
Let's go out with a bag.
They took down the jungle and you just got to hear it. So here you go.